Hello, everybody.
Hello.
The cat says hello through a sneeze. All right. So do we want to today is a hey, remind me, is today is a Eureka Lab Day, correct?
Yes.
Yes. Okay, good. Do we want to work on the same tenant? This is the one I'm working on. It's in the chat.
Yes, we can use this. I'm sorry if you waited for an answer.
Oh, that's all right. So I propose that we each sort of let's grab at least two users that already exist and change them for our purposes. We should probably like put our library name like somewhere in the user record, in the name somewhere. Middle name is usually where I go. And then we can start we can use those users for testing. I set some up last night, but they are not here. So they got I guess the thing got refreshed. So we can also if we want to take a couple of the existing capability sets and take them for our purposes. Go ahead and rename them so someone else doesn't try to take them and edit them, and you're at cross purposes with somebody else. So that's what I propose.
Yeah, I got distracted with something else that just popped up in my Teams. Okay, can you just say again what you want us to do today? I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah. Now, I was just thinking that at this point, what I think we should do, and I'm just gonna, for the sake of the video, I'm gonna sort of walk through what I mean, with a shared screen.
Okay.
But what I want to do is, if we look at the users and we just list all the active ones, there's a bunch of them with names like at username, something, something. There were a ton more yesterday. There were a ton of them last night. Let's see. Interesting. Okay. So we can take one of our we can take one of our these at usernames, or you can create a new one, but I figured, if we look at one of these and we look at user roles, oh, this person doesn't have one. Okay. What that means is that we'd be able to, sort of, we can go ahead and, for instance, and, we can, and then we can go ahead and If you do this and then you save and close, then I can edit this person. I can send a reset password email. And that allows me to, sort of like take this user and impersonate it. So we can, we can go on ahead and sort of take any of these test users, really, and you can change, you can go ahead if you want and just change their names with everything else. So for instance, if I was gonna take this fake user, oh, and I can't unexpire this user. That's really interesting. I haven't done that before. Usually I've been able to do that, so that's gonna be new. Or you can create a new one. So you can do either one. When and then you can in each case the we get to in each case we basically are claiming users for this. And yes, it will disappear. But then we can start adding we can start adding permissions or capability sets and see like how well they work. Because once you do, if I'm going to be a circulation manager, and then I'll be able to. I have to log out of here. And then I'm going to set the password. And it's going to be. And then, I can see how well this works for, a circulation manager. So we can either, we can test to see like how these work. The next thing we can do in that case is that we can, if I log out and I come back in as, and then we can also come here and go to authorization roles and take a look at, for instance, circulation manager. which I've just assigned to this user. And this gives me a chance to look at the things that the fake Laura can do. And I can try it out to see if it's to see if it's appropriate for my purposes. And then if not, then perhaps, let's see. Oh, okay. Well, I can duplicate it anyway. Yep. I don't have the I don't think that we I don't think that we can I don't know if we can change these, but maybe we can create new ones. But we can see, if I duplicate this one, and I'm gonna duplicate it. I'm not exactly sure what they expect me to do. Okay, here we go.
I'm
There we go.
sorry, now it has finished duplicating. I
Yes.
think you were too quick.
Yes, I think you're correct. Okay. And then with the duplicate, I can add or remove whatever is there. So these are the, I can, for instance, this role, I wonder if I can rename it. There. And then I'm going to look at, yes, these capabilities. And I'm going to see. Oh, interesting. Okay. Here we are. So if I also want to see if I can, I'm going to see if I can override a patron block as well. So essentially, these are the things that that we can add or not, depending. And we can let's see, isn't there a view I was missing? Oh, darn it. Okay.
I think at procedural, there's only execute. If you go
Right.
settings and what's the
Correct.
third
There is
data?
data, settings, and procedural.
Yeah,
You're
and you
correct.
are right now in the capabilities, not in the sets, right? So,
Correct. Correct. Okay, so I'm going to give this give this person access to a couple of things in acquisitions and possibly. Do we have cataloging? Oh, let's look at the calendar too. Just so they can look at things and then see if that's what I want. So I'll save and close. I'm going to assign this to. Okay, and then I'm going to come back here and I'm going to take her out. So there's no unassign here. That's interesting. Okay. I'll have to do that in the users. But so this is what I this is what I propose that we, that we do with this, is to create a couple of fake users and then and then see if by altering the by sort of checking the we check the things as they exist. And then we see how easy it is to change it to suit our purposes. I found a note page where it was from WolfCon this past year in Kansas City, and I wrote three things on it, which was what does it do? How does it work? And how can I change it? Which I think is just that may just be me. But okay. And now I have inventory. Excellent.
Is the point of this testing for us ourselves to just get used to this stuff, or is it to help the community? I guess, like, what are we hoping to get out of this testing? Just our
Oh,
own knowledge?
I think it's mostly our own knowledge, but if we also find things that trip us up or something that's going to sort of that's going to really that's going to that might give trouble to other people who use this. But really, it's mostly for us.
Because the reason I'm asking is our test tenant was upgraded, and I have
Oh.
so much work to do in permissions myself with our test tenant.
Oh
So
my
I
goodness.
will probably dedicate my time to working in that instead
Absolutely.
of if it was important for, the community at large, like we needed to do something
No,
in
no.
this snapshot, I'm happy to help and do that. But
Right, no.
I've got my own mess of permission. Well, they're not
Absolutely.
permissions anymore. They're roles and
Right.
capabilities.
Right, exactly. You are making the transition from permissions and permission sets to roles and capabilities. No, that's totally fine. This was just sort of a a thing that
A learning
that I
experiment.
proposed, just because I kind of I have no idea if anybody's getting anything out of this, and but if you want to work on that here, that's great. I'm totally in favor of setting this time aside so that you can tell everybody to leave you alone while you work with permissions, because you're in a meeting.
Yes.
And I, who am also a cat, apparently, according to my little screen thing, my thumbnail, I will make things difficult. You're interfering with the whatever. But anyway, that's what I was going for.
Okay.
And if in, in a few weeks, if you feel comfortable like telling us about your experience, I think that would be helpful.
I can tell you right now, I'm frustrated.
Oh no. Do you want to show us a little bit about what frustrates you, or talk to us about it? I can, we can try and reproduce it here.
Well, I'm not blaming EBSCO, but like EBSCO is our host, and they were supposed to help us transition all of these things for us, right? And so I spent a lot of time cleaning up our permission sets and making sure no singular, because they told us don't have any singular permission. Every permission should be in a permission set, and then it will be smooth. And so I did that. And now what has happened, just as an example, I don't want to share my screen just because these are real people.
Right.
But just as an example, one of our staff persons over at the business library had three permission sets in Okapi. And it, now in our test tenant, and several other people had those same ones, right? And just those same ones. So like all the branch staff, all the business staff had these same permissions. Well, this one person with the new setup has 100 capability sets and 554 capabilities,
Holy.
and does not have the capability sets that the other folks do. So just this one person is singled out, and this happened numerous times.
Oh my God.
Another example, we have a cataloger. She has 175 capability sets and 884 capabilities, where she should be in the same grouping as her colleagues. So I'm just frustrated with this cleanup, and there's always going to be cleanup when you do a transition, but there's like so many of these, and it's like I going in and changing these things, and the test tenant isn't going to do anything because when we upgrade to our production tenant, they don't copy from our test tenant. So they're not copying any changes I've made.
Oh no.
So I think it's going to be when we go live, which we have months of testing, we're not set to go live until January. But my fear is when we go live, the select few of us who do this work in our building or our library are going to have a lot of cleanup to do. But it's good now that I can do this because I can see, okay, what should they have, what versus what they do have. So I've just spent time capturing our current production tenant of like what they are supposed to have so that I can fix it. But it's just a lot of cleanup here. So
Oh, goodness. Okay.
And they did warn us these we've got a ton that came over with just, what is it, non-human readable text as the name. So trying to figure out, there's probably 50 of those. So trying to figure out what should this be named? What is this?
Because they have that 15 digit whatever. I'm sorry, Martina, I didn't mean to
Oh
interrupt.
no, I was asked, you are talking about the roles, right? If they are automatically created, then they have those for us unreadable names, and then you need to find out which of those is, for example, circulation or cataloging or whatever, right? Is that
Yes.
what you're referring to?
Well, yes. So a lot of them came over with what we'd already called our sets. So like now these roles are, they have the same name as our permission sets had, but then there's a ton of them that are not. So we have to figure out what one is this? Like, what is it? Where does it belong? How should we name this thing? But it's really confusing to me because only one user is assigned to almost every one of these. And that shouldn't be the case. It's rare that only one user has a certain permission set. Usually you're in a unit, right? You're not the only person in the unit. Most of the time, we have some outliers, but all of the ones I'm finding are in a unit who have other colleagues with the same permissions, and for some reason they're different in this. They're a standalone thing. It just doesn't make sense. So I have a lot of like trying to figure out what the heck is going on here.
And I'm just gonna, I've got this, you know, I'm not sure if this is even gonna be usable when we say goodbye to Okapi for good, but you might be able to get a list of people, maybe from one of the EBSCO developers, if you don't feel like, you know, touching the API endpoints. Pardon me. Where, you know, if you can, like, if you, you know, go to your your host name and then like slash users, then you can look up users, and maybe be able to filter by, the number of capabilities they have, or capability sets. I don't know if you do a lot of work with Postman or
That
Understandable. No, I just it might be a thing worth looking into. I know that Amelia had written a Python script that would sort of automatically get and assign permissions to people and look them up and that sort of thing. So it might be something that we could piggyback onto. And because maybe, if this is just like a thing that's going to happen, maybe we should find a way to find those users and, look them up. Find those users and then possibly be able to at least find out how many there are and which ones they are. But yeah, so if we want to just keep on testing, that is totally okay. And if something comes up, it would not surprise me if Brooks could not whip something up because he's been whipping up stuff all over the place. Maybe we could ask him if he's, if he's got something like that in his stash of things in his Python library. But we can sort of bring that up because I have a feeling that that might be part of the nature of the beast, and we should maybe look into doing something about it. So, or at least bringing attention to it. Sort of planning for the worst and then being delighted when it doesn't happen. So, okay. Yeah, go on ahead.
Oh, sorry, I was just coughing.
Oh, okay. Very
Cold.
well. Yes. All right, so we can just keep on working in the working in our respective Eureka spaces.
Sounds good. I'm just gonna hop off and keep working on this, but I appreciate these meetings. I'll see you. Actually, do we have a user management meeting next week? I think so.
Goodness.
I will be
Where?
in Atlanta next week for the Access Services Conference, so I will not be able to participate in if we have one next week.
Right. Okay. Yes, and that one is not perilously close to Thanksgiving, so I think we probably will have a meeting.
All right.
Of
Well, you
course, we
guys.
have nothing to discuss, but yes. So, we'll keep going, and we'll keep. I mean, I'm gonna keep working,
All right.
here.
We'll see
But
you guys later. Thank you.
all right, thanks.
Mara?
Yes, Martina.
I don't know if Jennifer contacted you already, but at last PC meeting, there was a topic around Eureka permissions. I don't know if
Oh.
you have heard about it. Let me just share it in the chat. This is
Oh,
out.
cool.
Oh, wait. Yeah,
Uh-oh.
now I send it. This is from the meeting minutes of the Product Council.
Oh, yes.
And they said they had a lot of not questions, but they found their workflow and their changing from Okapi to Eureka, they had so many issues and so on. And she offered that the person, the system person, could talk about their problems or issues or requirements. I don't know what exactly. And Todd referred her to the management user, the user management group, and the permission subgroup, which is our group right now. So just to let you know, that there was something, maybe for
Okay.
this group or for the user management group.
Right. Okay. I
So
will find that in the minutes too,
just
just to
to
be
let you
sure.
know.
Yeah, no, that's great.
So,
Thank you so much.
because it's heard, so I'm curious about what they had discovered in their Okapi permissions, Eureka capability thing. So
Right.
it sounds, but it sounded very frustrating. So just like Aaron. But
Yes.
so and the other thing, I'm at the documentation working group also,
Great.
but what helped me a lot is that, for example, so this is tips and tricks, so I'm just
Right.
that those documentation specialists for users, for resource access and so on, have done little tables where they had Okapi permissions and Eureka permission names. So what helped me a lot of getting my old permission sets into new Eureka sets, that they had a little mapping table there, and this is something I liked and w was very useful for me. So this is not what Aaron problems were. They were migrated, but what I tried to do was taking one of my permission sets right now and see what do I have in there and try to get a new permission, a capability role in Eureka. And so this helped me, those table helped me to do my own mapping. So,
Oh, this is
yeah.
wonderful. Yes.
So,
Well done.
those were so, and the other thing I experienced with the setting up new roles was that they had well, months ago there were only platform complete and another checkbox, so very few. Now they split them with applications. When you first go into setting up a new role, but you c cannot do one at a time. Oh, I'm sorry, I'm not explaining very well. Maybe I can share my screen
Of course.
if that's what okay with you. So,
Oh, yes,
if we
absolutely.
just do an exchange here, so let me just find this, and I need to. I'm not sure if you see, you should see
There we are. Yep.
Folio.
Yep.
So if I go in here and select application, then I do have a wonderful list, and they
Okay.
all splitted them months ago. When we
Okay.
started in February or March or some around there, it was only platform minimal and platform complete and maybe one or two others. Now they split them apart. And I thought, oh, that's nice because I could only go in here, for example. And this is a shorter list. I can just grab whatever I need. Yeah,
Yeah.
tick. But And I thought I could do one at a time. So I go back in here, switch to another one, so that this list here is not too long.
Right.
If you go into platform complete, it's, you know what, so, but it's
Yes.
not, so you, it's not working that way. You cannot do one at a time. You always have to check all you need.
Oh, wow.
So this was something I did not expect it to work like that. If they do wonderful split apart here and shorten this huge tables down below, and I tried to edit a role. But you still need to check all that you need. So it's you cannot do it one at a time. So this was one finding what
Wow.
I thought is
Hmm.
maybe,
Right.
and it
Is it
gives you a warning. I mean, it gives you a warning if you, I don't know if it, if the warning shows up. No, okay, I did not.
Oh.
Let me just wait.
Okay.
So I have, let me get, it doesn't matter which one, so just one. And if I go back in here and say, well, I would like to have this one, but not this one. And I had a selection down below.
Right.
Then there is a warning that I, if I uncheck the if I go continue, then I will lose the checkbox here in those other tables. So,
Ah.
you can only do all of them, all you need, and you cannot shorten. I hope I can
Right.
explain. Shorten this list and do one at a time. So this
Right. So it's not like it's not as though, we see app agreements. And then if you decide, after you've done whatever, view or edit tabs you want to put in, that you're done with the changes you want to make to these agreements, ERM permissions, and then you go back to an application to select, and you decide to go to orders and if they exist, I don't know. But yeah, so and then you can then you can add that, save and close that. And then will that be added to the list? And then you can sort of do it an app at a time, but just the list gets longer and longer each time you do it.
I can do an app at a time, but the li yeah, as you said, the list here will have both then. So in this case, we had the acquisition
Right.
and the agreements. So you can do one at a time, but the list here will gr grow,
Yes.
and which does not make it user friendly, I think.
No, it does
So
not. You are correct on
that's.
that.
So, and the other thing I experienced, which is okay, but you need to know, oh, or I need to know, one need to know, I would say,
We need to know.
we need to know, that if you use a capability set, or if you do a set here, I don't know if that's now, set with, with three capabilities. So if
Okay.
I go in and edit. I can edit this one, so the capability set, but I cannot add or delete. Well, if I, well, this is too big. Let me ch just
Right.
do a different, smaller
Yeah.
thing, and I know this one. So, oh, okay, continue. So, this is my area of expertise. So, okay, if I do a capability set, let's do this one. And you have those then selected for you because you have a capability set, right? But you cannot change those here. So you cannot say, I would like to have this capability set, but I take away
Right.
Uncheck this one. So this is not, well, this is something you need to know because
Right.
so,
Now, can you add?
yes.
Okay.
So capabilities I can add, but not those
But you
automatically
can't like,
chosen for me.
right. So you can essentially click the boxes that are unclicked, but you can't unclick the boxes that are clicked.
Yes. So
Okay.
because they are automatically assigned because I
Right.
click the
Mm-hmm.
set.
Right.
So, but what there's another hint you gave earlier in this meeting that actually I can mix, like I can do sets plus single capabilities. So, like what you can just assign capabilities. So you
Right.
can mix sets and capabilities. And this was something I have not tried before. So this is one thought I take away from this meeting to say,
Yeah.
yes, I can mix them. So this
Yeah.
was something I was not thinking of or about.
Right. Yes.
But because I did the so I had my Okapi permissions and I found the mapping for the capability set Eureka. So I didn't think about capability or the level of capabilities. I was always on the sets level.
Right. Yes, no, this has not become less complicated.
No.
There are still all kinds of ways that you can like make little changes. It might be the sort of thing where if you make enough changes, I mean, earlier when I was messing around with it, I discovered that I could unclick those boxes if I duplicated the permission set, or the capability set, or the role, I'm sorry. So if I duplicated the role, then I could do whatever I wanted with it.
So this would come in handy if you have, for example, let's say you have a circulation person with a smaller set, and then you can duplicate it. To say, I give the new role has more, but it should have all of them from the first role so that the second one is enlarged. But I could just add to whatever is there already in the duplication role, in the duplicate role,
Yes,
which
another
could be.
possibility is that you can in that case, you can also like if when you've had things sort of like when you've migrated permissions over and you discover that these converted capability sets and roles, they don't really do what it is you want. You can use it as a template and duplicate it and then, sort of rename it and make the adjustments as you see fit. So like if for instance we discover that our student staff have a lot more access than we're comfortable with when it comes to patron data, then we can come in and duplicate that role and just take away the ability to view patron data. And then we have a new set, which is everything that we had except the one thing that we wanted to restrict. And then, and then we can assign that to all of our student staff, at that point and then in the future. So.
That's a great use case. Yeah.
Ooh. Yes. Yes,
Or
that's
it's wonderful for testing, right? Like
yes, that too.
for me to design a role to have a starting point and then have a duplicate role to test, and then to set, okay, I give this set and I take away that, and then I can without changing my first roles there, so I can test whatever I would. So, and I have still the first role as a backup or as the, my starting point. So,
Correct. Yeah.
the
Yeah.
duplication action duplicate role seems very handy. So it's working
I
out.
agree. Yes. Well, and it's also, like if you need to make a change and you're sort of already deployed, then you can make the changes to, a duplicated set and then sort of perform the switch when you've got correct.
You can just prepare the new
Yes.
role and then assign it and take
Yes.
away the older one and the new one. Yeah,
Yeah.
that's
Yeah.
cool.
Yeah, I think that's a really handy a really handy new thing.
But still, there are so many table
I know.
rows here.
I know.
So,
If there was a way we could kind of like break that out. This the UI, it's lovely and economical and elegant, but capability sets are none of those things. And they're gonna be a mess. And it's laid out very well. We just need to see a lot more. Like we need to be able to pop that out into a full screen modal so that we can see the whole thing. That's my two cents. I don't know if that's something that that others would be interested in, but I think that would help with the sheer size of that list.
Yes, the platform complete is so huge. And if I need to add all applications I need for this role, then the they add up like we saw. So it's and of course you can search with the control F, I guess it but
You can,
it's
but
not yeah. So but it's
it's
not
not going to help you very
you
much.
you yeah you don't well you still need to search
Yes,
for those for that.
exactly.
So yes, yeah, so those were my questions, findings, whatever. So I took the
Those are
chance
wonderful.
or the
Yes.
opportunity to talk to you about it.
Of course. Yes.
So
No, that's wonderful. Yeah.
and I'm glad that I still have a little time to prepare
Yes.
new roles. So
Yeah.
that's and to ha well, probably I will do new roles instead of the migrating roles and try to adjust them or try to correct them. Maybe I will just
Right.
go in there and do my new roles and then assign them to the
Right.
users
Well,
when we will switch from Okapi to Eureka. So maybe this is
I mean, the other thing, I mean, it's sort of like, the way I see it and the way I'm trying to prepare at my institution is to, where I will start with, by defining what exactly people need, because there's a lot of extra that everybody has because we started up, very early, like in Clover, and the permissions were not as fleshed out as they are now. And so in order to, just in order to make sure that everybody could do everything, we just gave them a lot of permissions. And so now, I'm also going to be, I have to kind of like pin down some of the department heads and kind of talk to them about what what permissions their people need so that I can create roles, or create roles and permission sets in Okapi that more closely reflect what they need and don't have the things that they don't need, so that it will be easier to assign. And at the same time, this is sort of, I see the duplication and, fixing things up. That's to me, that's sort of like, if I, that's sort of a background thing after the fact, to clean up the things you didn't get right. That's sort of, that's my strategy. And I don't know if I'm just letting myself in for twice as much work. But
But I
yeah.
had a similar thought. I thought I should, it's while I'm now going all permission set by permission set and see what has changed during, you said, Clover and on.
Right.
So what are their new permissions or granular permissions, and take the chance now because
Yeah.
I'm happy. Or I'm spending time at the permission set to just update them and to get those permissions in which they need and take away some of them which they don't need, which
Yeah.
might cause, and this might be a good negative
Yeah,
effect,
yes.
that maybe something on the cluttered screen for them will be hidden, which they are not using. So
Yeah.
probably buttons or
Right.
one example would be we don't use the proxy functionality,
Right.
and I will take a look if I can hide them by not giving them permissions, for example, for this accordion space or something. So this was just an example, but
Right.
to take the opportunity, if I'm looking at the permission set right now, to improve them. So.
Yes, exactly. Sort of winnow them down a little bit to make them a little bit simpler.
Yeah.
Pardon me. So that when the migration occurs, when everything gets migrated, you can you'll be looking at a simpler list of capabilities on the Eureka side.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's, I've had people complain that they have too many little apps across the top that they don't want, and I'm, that is excellent data for me so that I can just get rid of it. And it probably will, show differently when we go to Eureka, and suddenly they will be missing their, they won't have those buttons they don't need, and they'll see it as a plus. And I'm gonna need that when we make the transition. I need
Oh,
them
it
to
will be.
perceive something as a good thing so that when they start complaining about something else, they'll at least have a good impression. Initially, first thing. But that's me and my manipulation of expectations,
So
I
what?
guess. Thank you for that.
Another example was that now they are doing the, per person or per user account, you can now adjust the order of the menu apps in the black bar on top.
Oh, nice.
And this is something I have not, of course, it was not there. So this is something I need to take care of when we transition to Eureka, that or when we do this updated permission set and then roles workflow that I will include, for example, something like this too. So art will
That's
be
lovely.
a lot of work.
Yes.
A lot of
Yes.
work.
Yes. It's all going to be a lot of work. It's just a question of if we're going to do it well, right? Yes.
So thank
Sorry.
you so much, Mara.
Oh,
I just
yes. Thank you.
took the opportunity to discuss some
Oh, yes.
things here in the settings, edit role, and complaining about the huge tables.
Well, and the thing is, that complaint is so valid. It is completely valid. And, I'm actually thinking of putting that on the agenda for our regular SIG meeting next week, so that we can ask if we can have that sort of broken out into a larger format, so we can see more of it.
Yeah.
And that will make things just a little bit easier. But
Sounds good.
okay, good. Then I will do
Good.
that.
So then, till next week. So
Right. All right. Thank you for coming.
thank you for convening.
Yeah. All right. And enjoy. Enjoy the rest of your day.
You too. Okay. Bye.
Bye.